Okay, we're getting ready to be connected with Yoko Ono.
Interesting.
Okay, I think we've just been patched through. We're making our way through the compound.
Hello, Jay.
Hello, Yoko Ono. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good morning. We're looking forward to seeing the artwork of John Lennon. Your husband, of course, March 14th through the 16th out here in Palm Desert. Could you describe what we're actually going to be checking out?
Yeah, there's some new material, like the double fantasy and Imagine Peace and Yoko Ono and War Is Over, if you want it. And it's very exciting, you know.
So how are you doing?
I'm fine.
What you been doing?
Well, Jace, I'm really very, very busy these days, and I'm very, very thankful that I am. But, I mean, just the skeleton schedule of this year. I mean, every month I have something, you know.
Really? And now, how long is this? Of course, this is called Come Together. It's a look into John's life through his artwork. How long are you going to be traveling with this? Are you going to be actually out here in Palm Desert checking out the artwork with this?
I'm afraid I'm not going to, but I mean, well, this is a very, very successful popular show. And in the beginning, like, what is it, 15 years ago, isn't it? I had to always go somewhere. I mean, they would say, well, Yoko, if you're coming, then we'll do it or something. That was a condition. But these days, John's work is really widely known, and you know, they don't mind it. They just want the work, and I'm very, very proud about that, about John's work being like that, you know?
Well,
popular.
And talking about John, I got a couple of questions, just things that I've always wondered. Did he like to play games?
Like what game?
I don't know, like board games, card games. I mean, was he a backgammon player? I mean, did he play Othello? You know, I mean, you know, like cards, did he play, I don't know, poker?
He's thinking, no, not poker.
No?
He was more a reader. He used to read a lot. You know, whenever there's chance, he would read books, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I have so many books here. Well, not just his books, but, you know, we used to read a lot. I still read, so it just seems like there's so many bookshops in every room, you know.
Well, who would be some of his favorite authors?
Oh, he was into classics, you know, a lot of, like James Joyce, of course, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and, who else? André Gide, probably, and Dostoevsky, of course. We love Dostoevsky a lot, yeah.
Now, was he into any kind of sports at all? Did he follow, I don't know, I mean, did he follow, like, cricket or soccer or football or, you know, did he like baseball?
No, I think, you know, he was more sort of a brain person, you know?
Oh, he wasn't really into the whole sports thing?
Except that he was a very good swimmer, and he taught swimming to Sean, and he was very proud of that, you know, like... Sean's going to remember this, that I'm the one who gave it to, you know, one of the...
Well, yeah, swimming, did he ever, like, watch the Olympics? I mean, was he, you know, ever jazzed about that? I'm just curious.
Yeah, we used to watch a lot of tennis match and all sorts, you know. I mean, watching was something else, you know. We did that a lot on the TV.
Wow, we've got Yoko Ono on the line with us. Come Together is the name of the display, and it's to help benefit the Desert AIDS Project, a nonprofit organization providing medical care and comprehensive support services to people living with HIV/AIDS here in the desert community. Of course, suggest a donation at the door. And some of these pieces, of course, very personal to John, very personal to Yoko. Thank you so much for being on the show with us. If I could just ask one final question regarding John Lennon.
Yeah.
What sort of bands did he like? I mean, like, when John Lennon sat down, not to write music, but to enjoy music.
He used to listen to classical Indian music.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Now, did... Now,
yeah, because, say, if he listened to some bands or something, you know, I think he would have been very... well, you know, all composers and musicians are like that, you know, they... you start to think, oh, well, I would have remixed it differently, or, you know what I mean? You know.
Oh, so no matter what he was listening to, he was listening to it with almost like a critical ear.
Professional, you know, he's a professional musician. So, you know.
So
probably it's better to just listen to some, like, Indian music, you know. He did a lot of that. And
A lot of drum circles.
Yeah, right.
Yoko Ono, thank you so much for being on the program with us.
It was nice talking to you, Jay.
It was nice talking to you, too. Thank you very much. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, and enjoy the show.
Yeah. I will, definitely.
The Jace Edwards Radio Program. Your morning will never be the same.